It's day 12 of October 16, and today's topic is music from a TV programme or series that you liked or like just now, or something, some music that came from within that TV series. It's quite a tough one, actually, because I started thinking about daft things like the Flintstones. And Champion the Wonder Horse, from my youth, and so many other things, programs that have music like composed by Barrington Furlong, who wrote the theme to Morse and Lewis and masses of other TV programs, TV series. Who'll forget the Morse? How could you? Because it's actually got the Morse code in it. I mean, that's brilliant. Clever stuff. Anyway, I finally decided I would go with a TV series that I thought was fantastic. Absolutely seat-gripping stuff at the end of each episode, crying out that we had to wait another week before the second episode or the next one. And that was the Sons of Anarchy. And if you've never seen TV series, The Sons of Anarchy. Well, if you don't like violence and gang wars, motorbike gang wars, don't watch it. But it is so incredibly amazing, fantastic. The acting, the direction in this TV series. Can't remember how many series they did make of it. But no matter. It's a well-known theme. Music to the beginning of each episode, but I'm going to go with a track because in each episode there'd be at least, I don't know, 3, 4, 5 new tracks that you'd never ever heard before in your life possibly, and that was the case for me. But I'm going to go with one that sticks in my mind so very much, and that is when Opie, one of the main characters, Opie, has been killed. And this is the music for it. It's called Goodbye, Dear Friend, and it's by, I think it's a group called Deer Tick, D-E-E-R, and T-I-C-K, two words, Deer Tick. Very solemn, but what makes it ring even more emotionally in my mind is that when Opie had, the character of Opie, who was played by Ryan Hurst, had gone from the series, in other words, which was a bitter blow to just about everybody, I think. The cast, the guys, the main characters, filmed his departure from the filming completely in a wee room somewhere, in a studio room somewhere, where the basically erased the character of Opie by cutting off his long beard, his long locks, shaving off his beard to reveal a character that looks something, only something like the character that was there with all the locks and hair. And it's very sad because Jax, who's the main character in this TV series, played by Charlie Hunnam, Jax, when it comes his turn to shave some of Ryan Hurst's hair off, can't take it. And this is in real life. He can't take it and starts to cry. And Ryan starts to get emotional, and so does the other guys. And it just hit me. And if you ever get a chance to watch that, if I remember, I'll put a link into that video. If you watch the series, you'll understand. And it does. It's very, very emotional. So that's what I'm going to play. As I said, a brilliant, brilliant series. And this track, which I have on my music playlist, on my phone and on my desktop computer, comes up every now and again. Every time it comes up, all I can see is these grown, apparently, hard, tough, badass bikers weeping, basically. You know, It just shows the classy acting. These guys are so emotional behind the scenes. Anyway, that's the one. Goodbye, Dear Friend, by Dear Tick. Yes, and I hope they bring that series back on, really, because it's absolutely excellent. And I'm sure lots of people have watched it, and I'm sure that Kat, at Sassy Kat, watched that series. She's a biker. She is a biker, yeah. She's badass. We should probably know what I'm talking about. Anyway, that's it for today.
Time goodbye.